I encourage you to do it because it will mature you in a major, major way. Okay? Well, tonight we're just going to deal with Romans chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. I'm just going to cover two verses this evening. And you be sure to pray for me as I study. Romans 5, 1 and 2. That'll be the main text that we'll be looking at. It says, therefore being justified by faith. Now that's our first, what we want to look at first of all is that particular part. Being justified by faith. Now justified means to be declared righteous. That's the meaning of it. Before I was saved, I was a sinner man. And after I was saved, the Lord saved my soul. Then I was justified. That's the main thing you could ever have is justification. When you trust Christ as your Savior, this is what salvation is. What He does is He charges to your account His righteousness. Now, how righteous was Jesus? Somebody tell me. That's 100%. He's 100% righteous. And when you're born again and you've trusted Christ as your Savior, He imputes His righteousness to you. You go into the different scriptures about this study. When you talk about heaven, for example, and you talk about the saints of God that are in heaven, they have perfect righteousness. Think about that. Now, while we live on this earth and while we live in this body, we're not perfect. You still sin. You still have evil thoughts. And one of the things that I look forward to one of these days, when Jesus comes, I'm going to get a new body. A new one. Body will never get sick. Body will never age. And a body that will never die. Won't that be a wonderful thing to have? And I don't know how far around the corner that's going to be. But we just don't know. Jesus could come tonight. Jesus could come tonight. And if He did come tonight, would you be ready? And let me ask you a question here using our verse. Therefore being justified by faith. Now let me ask you a question. Have you been justified? Have you been justified? And justification, when you're thinking about justification, it's one of the greatest Bible doctrines in the entire Bible. One of the greatest Bible doctrines in the entire Bible. Justification imputes Christ's righteousness to you. That's what it is. And that's the only way a sinner person can be saved. Let me ask you a question. I do this all the time because we're running into the ground. How much righteousness does it take to go to heaven? It takes 100%. And there's only one place you can get 100% righteousness. Does anybody know who that is? Jesus. Was Jesus 100% righteous? 100%. You know what He did when He came to earth? He came to earth to pay our sin debt. That's why He came. He came to pay our sin debt and to pay our sin debt in what? In full. And that's what He did. It's a tremendous thing to have your debt paid. I mean, if you don't have your debt paid, then you'll die. You'll die in your sins. So you need to have your debt paid. And that's the reason why you need to tell other people. All of us that's here tonight and know Christ and have trusted Christ as Savior, you need to tell people. You need to tell people in your family. You need to tell people that you're friends. You need to tell people that you're your neighbors. You need to tell them too. It's important that we all do that. It's not the preacher's job or the deacon's job, or it's all of our jobs. That's what we're searching for. We come in here to worship for a service, and then we go out that door back there for the purpose of serving. And that's what we want to do. And we want to please God that way. Okay? So, let's go back to Romans 5. I'm just going to do verses 1 and 2. It says, therefore, being justified. Now, what's justified mean again? Declared righteous. Declared righteous. He takes the righteousness of Jesus. Now, get this now. He gets the righteousness of Jesus, and He charges that righteousness to you. That's what takes you to heaven. If you go back to the book of Revelations, and you'll see that all those saints of God has on a white robe. And it's called the white robe of His righteousness. And that's a picture of Jesus' righteousness. Isn't that a wonderful thing? Did we deserve that? Nope. Beloved, if I got what I deserved, earth would open up and I'd slide right into hell. But God bestowed upon me His grace and His mercy and His love. Nothing any greater than that. So, being justified means declared righteous based on what Jesus did, living and dying and rising again. That's what He did for me. That's why He came. In the portals of eternity past, God set His affection and love upon Jeff Arthur. Think about it. You that are born again, same thing with regard to you. He set His affection and love upon you. We did. And He saved our souls. He gave us everlasting life. Think about it. How long is everlasting life? It's everlasting. And that's what salvation is. It's having everlasting life. Okay, let's read on. Still in verse 5. Therefore, being justified. What's it mean again? Declared righteousness. It's having Christ's righteousness a charge to you. So He says, therefore, being justified. Now, there's another part to this in verse 1. Justified by faith. You're justified by faith. Now, what faith is, faith is believing. Faith is believing. So we're justified by faith, and now we have peace with God. I've been justified, I've been declared righteous based on what Jesus did by living, dying, and rising again. But also, I have peace with God now. And He says, through our Lord Jesus Christ. And this justification is through the means of faith. What's faith again? Believing. Believing on Jesus. Trusting in Jesus. That's what saves a sinner. That's the only thing that can. Only Jesus can save a sinner. Only Jesus can take a heart and open it up and give the understanding for what the person needs to hear and understand. It's a wonderful thing. So, justified by faith. Now we have peace with God. Peace with God. I'm not worried about hell at all. It bothers me for other people. But I know my hell's done been, my hell's done been paid for. You know who paid that price, don't you? Jesus did. And when He paid your price, He didn't pay your price in half. He paid your price in full. Oh, God's people said. That's a wonderful thing to have, beloved. He paid my price and He paid it in full. Now what do we have? Look, still in verse 5. Now what do we have? We have peace with who? Peace with God. Amen. Peace with God. What's the most needed thing of any human being on the earth? What's the most important thing for them to have? It's right here. Peace with God. He gives you peace. I have the peace of knowing that one of these days when I die or Jesus comes, I'm going to go off to be with Him. Isn't that a wonderful thing to have? I mean, I'm 60 now. Debbie's 70. But no, I just kid you. But 60 used to seem like 6 million years. Now I'm 60. I've been pastor here for 40 years. Think about it. What am I looking forward to? You see, as you age, you're thinking, now what I got to look forward to now? Well, you know what I got to look forward to now? I got glory. I'm looking forward to going to glory. I'm looking forward to continue to serve my Lord here on this earth until He comes and gets me out of here. I don't want to waste none of my time. Don't want to waste it. I want to do everything I can to share the gospel with people so that they will come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And that's what we should do, all of us. Neighbors, co-workers, friends. There's all kinds of ways that you can get the message out to them also. I told you this 1,000 times, but used to be one of the advantages I had. Used to work at a barrel plant. And one of the advantages that I had is the boys on the job wanted to check me out. That's what they wanted to do. Didn't they, Stewie? They wanted to check the preacher out. So what I'd do, I'd bring, you know how we had them CDs, I'd bring them CDs in there, and I would put them where me and Stewie could, put them places, and people would come in, and they'd listen, and take it out, and they'd take more in, and take them out, and they could hear the gospel. You can work it that way. I mean, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, so they need to be able to hear. They need to hear it. They need to be told it. And they need to hear it from you. I think that's an important thing. One of the problems today, especially with our young people just push them in all these different directions, doing all these different things, and they forget the main thing. That's what bothers me. They forget the main thing. Let me ask you a question tonight. What is the main thing? What is the main thing? The main thing is having eternal life. Scripture says the gift of God is eternal life. That's a gift. It's not a prize you earn. It's a gift you receive. Do you know who bought that gift of eternal life? Jesus bought it. And when you trust Christ as your Savior, He gives that righteousness to you. Let's move on down now. Therefore, being justified by what again? Faith. What's justified mean? Declared righteous. Now we have, since we're justified by faith, what do we have in chapter 5, verse 1? What do we got now? Peace with God. Let me say it one more time. When you're justified by faith, we have peace with God. Man, there's ain't nothing in the world like having peace with God. Most important thing in the world for you is to have peace with God. How do you get peace with God? Trust Jesus. Trust Him as your Savior. Ask Him to save your soul. Trust the gospel message. Christ died for your sins, was buried, rose again the third day. You trust that message. He'll give you everlasting life, and He'll give you peace. You see, we have peace with God. Everybody see it? I get excited over that. I have peace with God. Isn't that a wonderful, isn't that a wonderful place to be? I got peace with Him. So, the Lord, we have peace with God now. Through who? Where do we get? Let's look back there just for a little bit. Notice what else it says here in verse 1 and 2. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with who again? God. Peace with God. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have access. You see the word access? By whom we have access by faith. We have a faith access. You know what an access is? That's how you get in. That's how you get in. In order to get in salvation, you have to go through the faith access. And you know who the faith access is? It's Jesus. That's the only place you can find it. Isn't it wonderful that we have an access in? And who gave us that access? Was Jesus. Living, dying, and rising again. Okay. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through who? Our Lord Jesus Christ. By whom we have an access. What's access again? It says it's an access by faith. It's a faith access. That's how you get in. You believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. That's how you get in. It's a faith access. Pastor, that's too simple. No, it ain't. That's how you get in. That's how you get in. It's a faith access. You believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. That's your access. Beloved, we got a lot of people that needs to go through the access. They never have. Never trusted. They know they should. They plan on doing so someday. But you know the greatest gamblers isn't in Las Vegas. The greatest gamblers are those who believe in heaven, who believe in hell, and gamble every week. Well, I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait till another day. I'm going to wait till another time. That's a big gamble, isn't it? It's a horrible thing. When somebody knows the way, but at the same time, they've never trusted the way. And that's what we should do. Deliver the message to the folk that really need it. All right, stay with me. Being justified, what's that mean? Declared righteous by faith. Faith is the means of saving your soul. Now we have what with God? Peace. That's a blessing, isn't it? Peace with God. When I die, one of these days, if I die, when I die, I'll have peace with God. I got peace with God right now. I'm not waiting to get to the peace. I already have it. That's what salvation is. So I have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now verse 2. By whom we have access. What's an access again? It's how you get in. Okay. It's how you get in. It's a faith access. Sometimes people come and, like I told you earlier in the message tonight, sometimes they come, they want to get underneath here to see the furnace or something. They'll ask you where the access is at. Well, this access that we're talking about is a faith access. This is believing on the Lord Jesus Christ and trusting Him as your Savior. by whom we have access by faith. Access by faith. I want you to see two times. Romans 5:1, we're justified by faith. And then you see it again in verse 2, by whom we have access by faith. By faith is believing. By faith is trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. That's what it is. That's your access. That's how you get in. By believing. Trusting that He died on Calvary for you and rose again the third day. That's the access. That's how you get in. By whom we have access by faith into this grace. Notice He calls this access by faith. He also calls this grace. He also calls it grace. What's grace? When I was a little boy, my Sunday school teacher taught me some things about that. And here's how he defined grace. God's riches at Christ. God's riches at Christ's expense. That's grace. That's what grace is. We're saved by what? We're saved by grace. Grace is what saved you. You didn't save yourself. Grace saved you. Jesus saved you. He paid the debt you owed. And He paid it in full. Let's wind this up now. By whom we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand. Last of all now, we rejoice in hope. We rejoice in hope. Everybody see it? Now you know where I'm going to go to here in a little bit, don't you? We rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Our radio broadcast is called Good Hope. Good Hope by Grace. Good Hope through Grace. I got four great hopes that I want to share with you. And I want you to praise God for them. Are you ready? Number one. We got the good hope of heaven, don't we? Y'all agree?
Yeah.
We got the good hope of heaven. Number two, we got the good hope of a new body. I'm going to get a new body one of these days. And it's going to be different from this body. The scripture says he's going to put away with our vile body. He'll deal with our vile body. And then we'll get a new body. And that new body will never get sick. It'll never sin. And it'll never die. You say, well, Pastor, when in the world's that going to happen? It's when Jesus comes. When Jesus comes. And you know what else is going to happen on that day? There's going to be a gathering on that day, too. How many of you have loved ones that's died here in the past year? Raise your hand. It's a difficult thing. But one of the greatest things is when your loved one passes, the greatest thing, if they knew Jesus as their Savior, you know, one of these days you'll see Him again. If you're saved and they were saved, there'll be a reunion of sorts. Boy, it's going to be great. As good as it is now, it's going to be great when Jesus comes. I look forward to that. So I have the good hope of heaven. I have the good hope of heaven. And hope isn't a wish. In Scripture, hope is a true expectation. Confident expectation. That's what it is. I got the good hope of a new body. I'm going to get a new one. This one right here is 60 years old now. Clarence, you're about 40 now, ain't you? Right. About 60. I'm 60 years old now. I've been pastoring here for 40 years. Been pastoring here 40 years. But one of these days, I'm going to get a new body. I'm going to get a new one. A new body. It'll never get sick. Never age, never sin, and never die. Two more. I got the good hope of seeing my loved ones again. Again, how many of you tonight is looking for your loved ones to see them again one of these days? Oh my. Can't wait. I was walking today. I don't know why I do it. I don't. But anyhow, what I do sometimes is I'll walk and I say, Master, would you tell Mom and Dad that I miss them? I guess he could. I don't know if I believe he could. Don't you figure? And I'll do that. I know where they're at. You know what I mean? I know exactly where they're at. So, and just to be able to talk is a wonderful thing. Scripture says, I've said this before, nothing's lost when you know where it's at. And one of these days, we'll all be in heaven. And that's going to be a wonderful thing. We got the good hope of heaven. We got the good hope of a new body. And we got the good hope of seeing our loved ones again. But the greatest hope of all is when we see our Savior. When we see our Savior. I can't wait to see the King. What a wonderful day that'll be. All God's people see it. Let's all stand. Thank you so much.